place. Seek horrors, and you will find they exist behind every corner. If endless fears of evil beasts and the wickedness of reality torments your restless spirit, confront it. Take a seat and settle in. You've made it just in time for the Goblin Hour.
Welcome, everyone, to Goblin Hour. Today, it's me, Goblin Hour Ben, back as usual. And my special guest for this episode is...
Yo, it's Jason.
Woo, Jason! Yeah, they love you! Woo! Jason, I've wanted you on the damn show for eons. Glad we were finally able to do it.
Yeah, calendar's lined up.
Calendar's definitely lined up.
It's an honor to be on. I love this place.
How you been doing, Jason? Good? You having a good life right now?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Doing good. Finals, you know?
Mm.
Student life.
Mm.
It's been crazy. But
you're still grinding and getting it.
It's grind time.
Mm.
Last week, we're in grind time.
Here, pull the thing a little closer to you, the mic, if you are going to lean back.
Oh, let me, just scoot my chair forward.
Okay, cool.
Is this good?
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be fine.
Okay.
But, so, Jason, are you generally someone who believes in the spooky and supernatural?
I would say, yeah.
Yeah?
Depends on the supernatural we're talking about, but yeah.
Okay. What kind of, can you give me an example of what you are more like believing in?
Yeah. So I'm a decent believer in ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Like spirits, afterlife, that kind of thing. The story with that is when my dad was a kid, he went to a Native American graveyard in his old town back in, I believe it was Wisconsin. Wyoming, I think. But he was at an abandoned building in that graveyard, and when they were going up the stairs, one of the boards flung out and almost hit him with it had nails on it, almost hit him. But nobody was there,
mm-hmm.
and he thinks it's a ghost, and I believe him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Audience, what do we think? Incredible story.
Yeah.
That's good. Most people who I ask that question to, they're like, one time in the bathroom, the sink turned on. And it's like, wow, what a good story, dude. Thanks for sharing.
The lights turned on one time.
It was crazy.
Home, you know?
Yeah, no, that one actually is crazy. But, thank you for sharing that.
Okay.
Do you have any guess about what sort of creature / monster / supernatural entity I may have picked for you today?
Yeah, you didn't tell me, so last night I was sweating in my dreams. I was like, what am I going to talk about today?
What creature is going to haunt my dreams?
I don't know. You've done a lot of episodes about mm-hmm. different stuff, so I'm not sure.
Do you want to make a guess? Just say anything. I want to hear where your head's at.
Let's say ghosts.
Ooh, ghosts.
Have you done ghosts?
Ghosts is episode 3 of season 1.
Yeah. Ugh. I feel bad now.
No, it's okay. There's like a million different types of ghosts. It's all good, Jason.
Let's do Dementors from Harry Potter.
Dementors, audience.
Harry Potter.
All right, no. It is this thing called the Dover Demon. It's not actually a demon. It's like a little gremlin creature that runs around.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's pretty crazy. I was looking at stuff. It has a few different names even, which we'll get into here in a minute. Or actually, I'll start by saying this. Its other name is the Managishi. People think a Managishi might be the Dover Demon.
Interesting.
Yeah. So how do you feel about that? Are you scared by that name immediately?
I mean, you know, a little spooky.
Little spooky? Okay.
Yeah. The name's longer than I thought, so that mm-hmm. probably means it's pretty important. So
yeah, this one's going to be powerful. So just brace yourself. Dover Demon. The Dover Demon is a small humanoid reported from Dover, Massachusetts. It was the subject of an intensive scare during the 1970s when multiple witnesses came forward with their sightings. The Dover Demon is described as looking sort of like the gray variety of alien, except that it has rosy tan-colored skin instead. The Dover Demon has a large head on a small stick-like body. can be bipedal, but it often travels on all fours or switches back and forth between the two modes of locomotion. It has eyes that usually glow orange or sometimes green. It does not seem to wear any clothing, and unlike the Greys, the demon does not seem to be associated with any UFOs. It just wanders around on its own.
Interesting, interesting.
So far, so scary.
Yeah.
But also, you can interrupt me at any point during this and be like, whoa, that's crazy, or be like, whoa, that sounds like my mama, or whatever, you know.
Can sounds make you... like Joe.
Yeah, that's it.
Joe,
who's Joe? Mama. Fuck. But yeah, thank you again for the Rice Krispie treat.
Yeah, no problem. This that's interesting.
It, so this is to be it... ASMR.
Oh, yeah. ASMR real quick.
Mukbang. Mukbang. Mukbang.
So is it like the Greys,
mm-hmm.
but it's just not used or seen as being with UFOs?
Yeah, it's
just
not really
something from here.
It doesn't seem to be like an alien. It seems to be a gross little creature.
Interesting.
Next up, I've got something about the sighting.
Mm-hmm.
The bizarre tale begins at 10:32 p.m. on April 21st as three 17-year-olds, Bill Bartlett, Mike Mazzocca, and Andy Brody, are driving north on Farm Street. Bartlett, who's behind the wheel of the Volkswagen, spots something creeping along a low wall of loose stones on the left side of the road. At first, he thinks the creature is a dog or a cat, till his headlights shine on it, and he realizes it's nothing he's ever seen before. The figure slowly turns its head and stares into the light. It's two large, round, glassy, lidless eyes shining brightly, like two orange marbles. Its watermelon-shaped head, resting at the top of a thin neck, is the size of the rest of its body. Except for its oversized head, the creature is thin, with long, spindly arms and legs, and large hands and feet. The skin is hairless and peach-colored, and appears to have rough texture, like wet sandpaper. Bartlett subsequently tells cryptozoologist Lauren Coleman, "Standing no more than 3.5 to 4 feet tall, the figure is shaped like a baby's body with long arms and legs. It is making its way along the wall, its long fingers curling around the rocks. The car light surprised it. Unfortunately, neither of Bartlett's companions sees the creature. The sighting lasts only a few seconds, and before he can speak, the car leaves the scene. Then the creature is gone. Bartlett drops his friends off and goes to his Walpole Street home. Visibly upset, he walks through the door, and his father asks him what's wrong, where he relates the story."
And when was this story?
I think 1970-something.
Oh, so like pretty recent?
Yes, somewhat. Let me go ahead and double-check, because it doesn't say it in that. First sighting, April 21st, 1977.
That's crazy. I mean, that's, yeah, relatively recent. That's crazy. So,
and the last sighting was only a day later. It was April 22nd, 1977. So this thing was not seen a lot.
Were they both in the same area?
Yeah, Massachusetts. With Massachusetts. It's called the Dover Demon because it's from Dover, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah. That makes way more sense.
Let me see if there's anything else incredible here. Yeah, there's stuff that's cut off. Apparently, a lot of people try to describe it as a lost baby moose. Like, that's the scientific explanation. But come on. Okay. Baby moose doesn't look like a demon.
I was about to say.
Can't be.
The description... Are both the descriptions relatively the same for both
yeah.
reports?
Both people describe it as some weird little creature.
Interesting.
Or both sightings describe it as a weird little creature.
Could be like a little grown-up Stewie Griffin.
Ooh, Stewie Griffin in a
the,
time limit.
With the watermelon head, you know?
A big watermelon head?
That's all I was thinking.
If Stewie Griffin came to the real world, I would be scared. I'm not going to lie. He would have some sort of evil plan.
I'd be Brian. Whoa. That's ahoy.
Whoa, that's ahoy, Stewie.
That's crazy, though.
Peter Griffin just came in.
And there's only two reports that we've got.
Yeah, according to this first article, at least. Like, okay. As we continue, I might find more, but
yeah.
Check it out.
That's interesting.
Here's the picture of it on that. Go ahead and describe it to the audience as you look at it.
See, first thing I thought, head totally looks like, you know, the classic elongated alien.
Mm-hmm.
It does. The finger looks like a wendigo to me for the hands.
Mm.
Long, skinny, bony. It's a very interesting picture. This is just a concept drawing, right?
Yeah, that's just somebody's fan art.
It's interesting. Yeah, kind of looks like a mix between an alien, like a skinny, like a wendigo. I don't know, wendigo. The body, to me, looks like kind of like a baby.
A baby body.
Yeah.
That's kind of how they described
it. Small, you know, small baby body,
mm-hmm.
long arms.
They described it like that a little bit.
Yeah, that's interesting. because it's so they don't call it a gray.
Mm-mm.
But what if, because the lights? What was the second? What was the second sighting actually?
The second sighting isn't really like talked about well in there. It didn't print entirely properly, so we'll probably have to find it from another source later on.
Okay. Because I'm thinking, like, if the light was shining on it, maybe that's what's giving it
the orangey eyes.
Orange glow. I mean, it could be.
No, the light definitely was shining on it.
Could be a type of gray that we didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So, reading from where you left off to where he told his father the story, it says later an acquaintance of him, M.G. Bochard, who lives on the street, called out in no response.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's clearly starting from another story in the middle of it there.
Yeah.
So that's why I skipped it.
Okay.
Because, like...
See, what's interesting to this is the second story, the guy's name is Baxter.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
It's a very interesting name. he has no light.
Mm-hmm.
It says he hears footsteps... on the leaves outside of his house, and he follows it down a slope. Stops and looks across the gully. It says there he sees a creature standing in silhouette about 30 feet away. Its feet molded around the top of the rock, several feet from the tree. The creature's body remains Baxter of a monkey's. That definitely is a clip off there.
Yeah.
But in this story, you know, there's not any lights.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh yeah, that's a good point.
And and it doesn't say anything about the like color, which means is it hard to see, or
it's a good point,
is it darker because there's no light, which would mean it could be.
Of course, it's darker color. At that point.
Yeah, yeah, it's already darker. But
mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Interesting. Yeah, the explanation is fun. An orphan moose that was lost. I don't know. Because I don't know. I don't feel like, you know, do mooses have...
these scary forms, yeah.
But they're hairy also, you know.
We got to get Jamie to pull up a picture of the moose.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. We have this here. This is the first time I'm ever doing this over the entirety of Goblin Hour. But we're pulling up Google Chrome right now to look at a baby moose image. Yes.
Awesome to be the first one.
Baby moose. No fucking way. This thing would not scare people. This is cute. What is this? Why are they saying this could be it? This is definitely not it.
Look up, like, newly born baby moose.
Okay.
Because, like, do mooses... are moose born with hair? I don't know.
That's what I was thinking, too. I was like, maybe it was, you know, hairless. Yeah, I think they're like this. You know, when deer are born, they come out with their deer hair.
With fur.
So I think a moose is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is the closest thing. I guess that's it. And it's covered in still. It's like, you know, being inside its mom material. Yeah. But like, yeah, no, this is okay, a baby moose is definitely what this isn't.
Yeah. No, these photos,
you don't mess this
too
up.
Much. Yeah. Like,
it would be insane to confuse the two.
Well, and it's like, its head looks completely different from what they were describing it in this Wikipedia.
Yeah, audience, Wikipedia? A baby moose looks exactly how you think it does. Like, if you're not imagining it creepy, you're right. It looks like a
not
cute
creepy.
Baby deer. It looks exactly like that.
This photo that it has on the wiki?
Yeah, no, it's
completely
not even close.
Different.
Also, look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Look how big an adult moose is.
Dude, they get crazy.
Big adult moose.
Big adult moose.
Look at it next to a car.
I know. In Alaska, whenever you're driving around on the snow vehicles,
yeah,
it's a real like threat.
Oh,
that if
I
you're
know.
Going too fast and you hit a moose,
it's gonna be fine.
They kill you.
You're gonna explode.
Yeah, you'll die because they'll just hit you.
Yeah, no,
like, they
this
won't move.
Is one of those animals that I look at that is like, yeah, we do still have some like prehistoric animals alive.
Oh yeah.
Because, like, a moose...
dude, that's crazy.
...is insane.
And the horns, ugh.
They're also dangerous. What a badass animal.
Oh, yeah, they're sick.
Moose is an underrated creature.
Yeah.
Here's this scum fuck. Killed one.
What did I say?
All right, that's enough of the moose segment. Is this still recording?
I go off
properly?
On tangents.
I think so.
Yeah, no, it's a very, very interesting wiki, though, you know? I mean,
okay, cool. Give me that.
Oh, yeah.
Give me that. That article. Continuing.
Yeah.
This next one is the... This is a quick little thing about what the Managishi is. It's just something that is... it's like a legend.
How are we spelling this, if I might ask?
What?
The Managishi.
Oh, yeah. I'll spell it for you here in a second. Managishi is M-A-N-N-E-G-I... S-H-I. Managishi.
Interesting.
The Managishi are a race of trickster people in Cree folklore, similar in nature to Mimigwesi of the Ojibwa. They're described as semi-humanoid, being sexdactylous humans with very thin and lanky arms and legs and big heads minus a nose. So, yeah, that does sound pretty similar. According to one Cree schema of the mythology, there are two humanoid races, one being the familiar human species and the other being the little people, i.e. Managishi. These people are said to live between rocks and the rapids. One of their biggest delights, a completely non-heroic form of trickster behavior, is to crawl out of the rocks and capsize canoes of people canoeing through rapids, spinning them to their death. Jesus. The Managishi is believed to be the same entity as the Dover Demon, which we know.
Interesting.
This is the Managishi on here. It looks very similar to that Dover Demon fan art.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Okay, I don't know why this dude's got a bill. Photo has a massive bill.
Oh yeah, no, it's got like, it looks like it's got like a platypus bill or something.
Yeah,
it's like a little, here, yeah, describe it to the audience.
Yeah, yeah, so as where the earlier one kind of looked like an alien's head, this one kind of looks like a Megamind.
Ooh,
big brain, you know.
Yeah,
and then he has a bill,
a bill,
like a duck,
like
duck
some bill. Those aquatic creatures.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, like a platypus. Yeah.
Platypus, a duck, a goose.
The legs, the arms and leg. Ooh. The hands and feet kind of remind me of a frog.
It's kind of doing that thing that it said in the one article, how the fingers wrapped around it or something, or sunk into it.
Like molded around it.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's, I mean, if you're really looking, they could, you know, you could see them being the same.
Yeah.
Based off the description. Because
the thing is, I think that art takes some liberties. I think that's probably an actual, like, sketch.
Okay, okay. I mean, yeah, if you're really looking at the descriptions, I could see some similarities, you know. Where are the Managishi? Managishi, is that what I'm saying?
I believe they're in the same area.
Same area?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that... That could make sense.
Yeah, give me that. Check this out, too. This is the Dover Demon thing. On this page, there's a sketch that I think is going to blow your mind. It's okay. The Dover Demon again. Creature reportedly sighted back in 1977 in Dover, Massachusetts, about 50 miles southwest of downtown Boston. While explanations have been proposed, the sightings remain unresolved. So the two sightings, as we know, we have the first one, where we have Will Bartlett, the 17-year-old, claims he sees an alien-like creature with glowing eyes while he's driving back to his house. We get that. We remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But we have another sighting now, which is the one you were reading a little bit about. 15-year-old John Baxter reported seeing a similar creature on Miller Hill Road the same evening. Another 15-year-old, Abby Brabham, claimed to have seen the creature the following night on Springdale Avenue. So,
interesting.
But then the teenagers all drew sketches of the alleged creature. Bartlett wrote on his sketch, "I, Bill Bartlett, swear on a stack of Bibles that I saw this creature." According to a local news report, the locations of the sightings plotted on a map lay in a straight line over 2 miles. The sightings were not made public until the first half of May. At that time, a local investigator of unexplained phenomenon noted similarities to the creatures in the Kelly-Hopkinsville encounter of 1955. While no witnesses reported seeing a UFO, the sightings were also investigated by the Mutual UFO Network and associated groups given the descriptions of the creature. So yeah, someone said it could have been a moose calf, someone else said it could have been a snowy owl, which I truly don't understand how people are getting these.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Like, it's just so bizarre.
The moose definitely could be, like, you're trying to make sense of it.
Yeah.
I don't know about an owl.
Yeah, the owl is, like, it would be a stretch. Police told the press that the creatures reported by the teenagers were probably nothing more than a school vacation hoax. Skeptic Ben Radford had suggested the sighting may have been influenced by the pop culture at the time, as 1977 was a big year for big-headed client-type creatures. And the things it sort of lists are, like, when he refers to the things that were getting popular at the time, Star Wars had just come out, back when it was still called Star Wars, and then Close Encounters of the Third Kind as well.
Okay.
So their aliens are in the public consciousness. But in 2009, the Dover Demon was featured in an episode of the American horror television series Lost Tapes, which aired on Animal Planet. It also appears as a character in the American comic book series called Proof, which features various other creatures. So everything else is just where it shows up in pop culture. But all those sightings, the fact that it's in a straight line, a little interesting.
I think it could be like, you know, maybe...
go ahead. Say your
something got out, you know?
Some evil creature?
Maybe like Area 51 took it up after the reports. Because they said they weren't made public, but maybe they were a record. There was records of them
and
when they happened.
Remember what the Managishi art looked like, by the way, and then look at this sketch.
Yeah.
That's what he drew.
Ooh. See, this one is a bit different.
Yeah, but it's pretty similar to the Managishi.
Oh, I was looking at the bottom one. My bad.
No, yeah, that's a snowy owl.
I was like, that one looks more like an owl.
That one looks a lot like an owl. Maybe that makes sense, actually.
And these were independent drawings?
I believe so, because this one, it doesn't say anything on the Cryptid Wiki. Like, I think maybe the person who drew the Managishi could have maybe modeled their Managishi image after his sketch, but I'm going to choose not to believe that, because it's way more interesting if they're separate.
If they are separate, they look exactly the same.
They look really similar. Like, you can tell it's the same creature.
Yeah. No, that would be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be like, you know, maybe something got out.
Something evil was afoot.
Yeah, something was happening, and then, like, Area 51, you know, all them alien people got on that, like, fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, three sightings...
Three sightings.
Same description.
2 days.
Back-to-back days.
Swore on a stack of Bibles that his drawing was accurate.
Hey, I'm not going to swear on a stack of Bibles and lie.
Yeah.
So.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Audience. They love that we're honest. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I could definitely see some truth behind it, you know?
Yeah.
There's always explanations for something.
Plus, this thing doesn't seem evil. So,
no, I mean, like,
I don't really mind if it exists.
What, three witnesses?
Yeah, and it was just kind of, they just saw a creepy thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not dangerous. More so, it probably is just, like, trying to run away from them, you know?
Yeah. This is more on the Managishi. This is from the Cryptid Wiki.
Mm-hmm.
And this gives information about the location you're asking about. The Managishi is a cryptid and myth of the Cree natives of Canada.
Okay.
So... It's definitely a northern myth, which I think lines up with Massachusetts, right?
Yeah, kind of.
It's not perfect.
Massachusetts is like, you know, kind of north.
Yeah, it's no Michigan or anything.
Yeah, it's not Michigan.
Yeah. All right, so maybe this is a Managishi that ran down, or maybe they're migrating, I don't know. According to one Cree skim of the mythology, there are two humanoid races. Yeah, we read this part. Crawlouts bring them to death. Managishi has attracted interest in recent years due to its possible cryptozoological connections. It is believed by some that the Dover Demon represents a modern sighting of the Managishi, which is what we've been sort of discussing. The Managishi has, like, no information on it, by the way. Like, these pages are really short.
Okay. But they're saying that it could be related to the earlier one.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that they're kind of just the same. Like, the Managishi was how it was referred to back in the day, and it's become popular again, and people are referring to it as the Dover Demon. Are you putting your trash up? Yeah, I give you the trash. You'd be so responsible. Crinkle it into the mic real quick. Give them some ASMR.
I already, like, used all the crunch.
That was brain cleaning. Your brain is clean. All right, you ready for the description again? This is another description. Specifically the Managishi. They're described as pygmy, human-like entities that resemble little men with long, thin legs and arms. They're said to have 12 fingers, 6 on each hand. They're round, bulbous, hairless heads with large eyes and no nose. And they're apparently quite big in comparison to their small bodies. According to the Cree Indians, the Manigishi are responsible for the pictographs found on rocks in the area, and their dwelling places are among rocks near rapids. It is said that they are great tricksters and apparently enjoy playing pranks and jokes on humans.
So is this the same creature as that earlier one that we were talking about? Or do they both coincidentally have the same?
The idea is these are the same.
Okay.
The Dover Demon and Manigishi are the same guy.
Oh my gosh. Head looks almost the same.
Yeah.
See, they're all following the thing where it's big head, small body, long appendages, you know?
Yeah.
Which makes me think that, you know, they could be the same thing.
Yep.
Could be. Oh, man.
I mean, let's just say you and I, we got to get out there. We got to put a stop to them.
Dude, I mean, let's go hunting.
We got to go hunting.
I got to go.
So far, I'm definitely thinking if I had to fight one of these, I wouldn't want to, but I definitely could kill it.
Would you rather fight one moose or ten Dover demons?
Probably ten Dover demons.
Manigishi.
Because a moose, demons. Do I get a weapon in either of these?
Nah, fists.
It's by myself? Yeah, Manigishi, Dover demon. I'm fighting that.
It's like, what's the thing where it's like, would you rather fight one horse-sized baby or ten baby-sized horses? Yeah.
Would you rather fight 1 billion lions or every Pokemon?
Do I get any help with either?
No.
I'll do the Pokemon.
Yeah, no, the lions are scary. Are you the Pokemon you could be friends with or something?
I was gonna say, I'll Ash Ketchum and...
Yeah.
We'll become friends.
Okay. That's a good answer. What would you choose? Moose or 10 Dover demons?
Oh, have to be 10 Dover demons.
Yeah, because a moose, bare hands, you're going to die. Definitely are losing.
It's like a kangaroo, dude. They just uppercut you.
Yeah.
Just bah, bah.
No, you lose, unfortunately. It would be sad. But in April of 1977, about 50 miles, Barry thinks strange appeared. Yeah. This is an interview. But I think we'll skip it and come back to it because it's just kind of weird looking. Like, I don't really understand how I'm supposed to read it. So, instead, we've moved on to the Cryptid Wiki.
I'll read it while you're doing it. Well, no, I won't read it, but...
You can look at it. You can see what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, why I'm not sure how I should read it. Because it's someone's interview.
Oh, okay. Damn, we could totally do it back and forth here.
I don't think we could, because it's all the way... We only have one of those.
We'd have to pass it back.
Each time would be, like, paper wrestling and mics getting bumped.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Who is this poster by? Ooh, it's on Twitter.
Ooh.
It's on Elon Musk.
Elon Musk X.
Mine still says Twitter on my phone.
I'm so jealous. You didn't update it?
No, it still has the blue bird.
That was a smart choice. I have X.
I just can't use it. But because I don't update it.
Dang.
But I don't use Twitter in general.
All right.
Sorry for interrupting.
No, it's okay. That's a good point. I'm a big X hater, but I love Twitter. Audience. The audience prefers Twitter as well.
Yeah.
The Dover Demon is an alleged cryptological creature. Yeah. Oh my God, excuse me. Cryptozoologist Lauren Coleman was the initial investigator and the individual who named the creature the Dover Demon. It was disseminated by the press and the name stuck. Coleman quickly assembled and brought... Let's see if this continues on the next page or if it's bugged out. Nope, it's gone. Okay. encounters apart with sightings of witnesses portrayed as having a skull-shaped head. We'll go back over the Baxter sighting and see if there's more. The creature was sighted again an hour later by John Baxter, 15, and Pete Mitchell, 13, as they were walking home. He said it was bipedal and ended up running into a gully and standing next to a tree. Which, I don't know. It's so weird to think that this is a moose.
Yeah. I definitely think we can rule out the moose.
Yeah, or these people just don't have functioning eyes. Like, if they're like, oh, it was a gray demon with a huge head. And
that could also be.
Like, that is not how a moose looks.
I think it's just interesting that in the first one, what was the name? I'm sorry.
Of this?
Yeah.
The Dover Demon.
Dover Demon.
Or Manigishi. You can refer to it as either.
Dover Demon.
Yeah.
In the first...
Or we can just say the demon.
...report. Yeah, the demon, whatever. In the first report, it's shown as, you know, running away from the car. Whenever they see it, right?
Yeah.
so it probably doesn't like the light.
Yeah.
But then in the second one, it stops next to that tree. And I don't think it says if it like looks at them, but I mean they're getting a good look at it, so it's probably sitting still.
The fact that it's standing next to a tree, I'm gonna assume it's looking at them and watching them.
Yeah. So I think this really could be the trickster, you know, that you're talking about that sits under the rock, because what if it just doesn't like the light?
Yeah.
Because we don't see any reports in the daytime, you know.
Yeah.
It's only at night.
All at night. That's a good question. That they're nocturnal.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they sit under rocks.
I like that theory. I fuck with that theory. I won't lie.
I'm just shooting shots out here.
Mm-hmm. I fuck with that.
I just don't know if I could see it as a moose, a baby
It's
moose.
Definitely not. There's no way.
I don't think it could be.
Like, these kids, it's either they saw nothing and are lying, or they saw this demon. It is not they saw a moose.
When it's like, if you're living out there, I feel like you've got to see enough moose to know what a moose looks like, you know?
Also, a baby moose. Do they have moose in Massachusetts? I don't think so.
I don't know if they go that low.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know, actually.
Even if they do, it's like, I feel like it's a moose. Seriously, audience, look up a picture of a moose on Google. A baby moose, specifically. Moose. It does not look at all like the Dover Demon. It is not close in any way.
Yeah.
So I don't understand
the What's getting me line is of the thinking. The big reflective eyes. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. Because, I mean, moose and deer do have reflective
eyes.
They do. But, I mean, they're not big.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
they're like, I guess they're big if you're at night driving and you suddenly see them.
Then they stop in the middle of the road.
Then you're like, holy shit, look at those huge scary eyes.
Yeah.
But, like, these people are all either walking or they're in no danger of hitting it. I don't think it's a moose.
Yeah.
I think that's an insane theory based on what we've read. Anyway, the next sighting. The Brabham Traynter sighting. This was with Abby Brabham again. The next day, Abby Brabham, 15, and Will Traynter, 18, claimed to have seen a similar-looking creature from Traynter's car on the side of the road. Brabham's description matched Bartlett's and Baxter's descriptions, except this time the cryptid had illuminated green eyes. She approximated its height as about the size of a goat. Investigators attempted to shake up Miss Brabham by noting that she said it had green eyes reflected by car headlights, while Bartlett mentioned orange eyes were reflected back to him by its automobile lights. Miss Brabham was steadfast in her description, though. Bartlett, Baxter, Brabham, and Traynter all drew sketches of the monstrous sight shortly after their sightings. On the piece of paper that includes Bartlett's sketch, he wrote, "I, Bill Bartlett, swear on a stack of Bibles that I saw this creature." Yep.
Mm-hmm. So is the third sighting, is that one during the day? Or does it not say?
Claimed to have seen on the side of the road.
I don't know if it said if it was
I'm
going to
say it's during the night again because it's a creature's eyes which were illuminated.
Yeah.
So I normally wouldn't say that if it's during the day.
Could be because of the light she was using. Mm-hmm. You know, flashlights have more of a, like, mellow light illumination, and cars have more of a yellow. Maybe that's why the first one was seeing it as more of a, like,
could be. Honestly, though,
creature.
My biggest issue with the Brabham Traynter sighting, it says Abby Brabham, 15, and Will Traynter, 18. We're a 15-year-old girl and an 18-year-old guy hanging out together. They don't have the same last name. They're not related. I don't know about this one.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe they're trying to make an excuse.
Oh, we saw a demon. I was helping her.
Yeah,
helping her what? Yeah, so Will Traynter, probably a scumbag. Probably should get killed. I don't know about that guy. So this person is actually... who is this interview with? Let me check. Half a century later, Dover Demon's mystery still puzzles enthusiasts. Jeff Bellinger. This person went to interview Bill Bartlett. So let me read this. This is from Jeff Bellinger. I got to interview Bill Bartlett about the experience, and he, to me, is the key to why this case is so compelling. Bill is a fine arts painter, and I encourage you to Google him. His work is incredible. He's a painter, and it looks photographic. He's got quite a bit of skill. His work has been shown in galleries all over. He's won awards and so on. This is highly relevant to the story because on April 21st, 1977, when he was driving down Farm Street in Dover, he saw something perched on a rock. He said he was going about 40 miles an hour. He had friends in the car, and it was spring break. They were looking for a party or something to do. And he sees this creature with its glowing eyes, like the way an animal's eyes would reflect in your headlights. It's like nothing he'd ever seen, and it startled him. He said something, and his friends didn't see it, and he literally turned around to go get another look, but it was gone. The reason his fine arts painting life is so relevant is because he went home and drew what he saw. Like many artists, he understands perspective and size and so on. He didn't have a camera back then, unfortunately, but he had his artistic eye and was able to draw this thing. Are you getting a document?
Yeah, so in that article, it said that he turned around immediately, right?
Yeah.
I think the first one we looked at, it said he dropped off his friends and then went back.
No, he went home after that, I believe. Like, that article makes it seem like he just turned around and looked. This one is making it more clear that he actually did, like, a U-turn, I think.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll continue reading with this one.
Don't let me interrupt you.
No, you're good, man. Don't worry about it. But that might have been the end of the story, except a few hours later, a kid named John Baxter, who was 15 years old at the time, was leaving his girlfriend's house around midnight, about 1 mile away on Miller Hill Road, and he saw a creature. At first, he thought it was a neighborhood kid sneaking around at night. But when he got cut off by this cool printing. But when he looked, it was the Dover Demon. I'm just going to fill it in. We know that happened.
Yeah.
In April 1977, a very strange thing appeared. As word of these sightings spread, so did the legend of the Dover Demon. And this is GBH's All Things Considered host Aaron Rath spoke about the Dover Demon with Jeff Belanger, a folklore expert and host of the New England Legends podcast.
That's interesting. So,
Jeff Belanger apparently is an author who wrote a book called Weird Massachusetts, and they spoke to the eyewitnesses of this thing.
How late was, so that first interview that you're reading on that paper, how late, or what was the time from when the reports happened to when that interview was done?
Yeah.
Is that like a couple of years kind of thing?
I'm not 100% sure. I believe that's probably accurate.
Doesn't say. Okay. Yeah. I was just curious.
Oh, here it is. At first he thought it was a neighborhood kid sneaking around, but when he drew what he saw, never mind, that's the end of it. Then the following night, a girl named Abby Brabham, also 15, goes out driving with her boyfriend. So I was right, that is sus.
Oh, yeah, hold up.
You can't be a senior dating a fucking sophomore. So you want?
Nah, that's what you know the air horn? Do you have an air horn?
Or I could do like...
Taco Bell ding.
I hate...
Ding.
Dude, talk
you gotta
about...
You gotta get some different sound effects, man.
Yeah, I know. Once I get my... once we get this self-funded studio going, we'll have some different sound effects. Look,
That's crazy, though.
Hopefully, we'll train her...
18-year-old boyfriend?
Yeah, 18-year-old boyfriend. Yeah. For her, that's kind of sick. Like, she's going crazy a little bit. She's shooting for the stars.
Yeah.
But, like, if he's 18 and he's like, hey, what's up, 15-year-old? Cringe.
Dude, if that happened in this day and age...
Bro's a super senior. Bro was literally going, where my hug at? He was in the hall hitting her with the where my hug at.
Where's your phone?
Yeah, get your phone.
Got your phone.
Got your phone, Abby. Hi. Bro, stop.
Who is it?
Yeah.
Bro, would you rather have a where my hug at
son?
Or a your hand? Let's compare our hand sizes.
Daughter. Gotta be the one compare hand sizes. Daughter. Fuck where my hug at, son. I would kill him.
I'm so distressed by the where my hug at.
Like, yeah.
I couldn't.
Where my hug at's too evil.
It's crazy.
Where my hug at? Like, cause let's compare our hand sizes. Is like at least she's, you know, being kind of fun with it. Like the guy's probably having fun. She's probably
it's a
having
little
fun.
Playful, you know.
But where my hug at? I almost always imagine that is uncomfortable. Like,
oh, it is.
They're like, oh, okay, sure. Or they're like, no. Like, I would kill a where my hug at, son. All right. Anyway, yeah, they are officially driving with her 18-year-old boyfriend as she's 15. Described as something like a naked kid, but realized it was nothing like they'd seen before. If you're describing it as a naked kid, based on what we know what a baby moose looks like, that description doesn't work at all.
Yeah, I don't know if that can be the same.
It just really. It makes no sense. So you're talking about a 26-hour period over the span of 2 days in April of 1977 that documented and rattled the people who saw it. Or that was documented and rattled the people who saw it. Even enough people believe them that they eventually made it the radar of Lauren... Oh, it made the radar of Lauren Coleman, cryptozoologist and author, who put the story in its own book, Mysterious America. From there, it's just taken on a life of its own. Yeah, so,
so, picked up a bit of steam. And is it still being, like, do we know if it's still being looked into?
The creature?
Or if it's kind of like a case closed, you know?
I think it's probably at a point where it's, the case obviously is, it's probably open, I would guess, because I don't think it was ever effectively proven. Like, it was never like, it was the Dover demon, or it was a moose, or it was an owl.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's, people probably still aren't actively looking into it. To reignite interest, there would probably have to be a big sighting.
Couple of sightings, you know.
Couple of sightings
that
weren't able to be verifiably falsified.
Yeah.
Or to be falsified. Because nowadays with cameras and everything, if someone saw it, they'd probably take a picture, but then there would have to be a whole investigation on if the picture was altered at all. So
you gotta do like cameras in the forest kind of thing, you know.
But something who knows? Like that.
That's interesting, though.
Yeah. This guy, Bellinger, went on to say, I mean, John Baxter drawing what he saw, like, if you put the two drawings next to each other, it's clearly the same thing. Bill Bartlett drew it, and John Baxter drew it, so came up close enough.
When it's like, whenever you have, like, two independent drawings that are so similar, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's gotta be something.
It adds a little bit of credibility.
There's gotta be something with that.
But, yeah, Lauren Coleman, like it said, she called it the Dover demon because Dover kind of went with demon. There was no sense that it was demonic or from another world. It was just a crazy creature.
Yeah.
They don't know what it is, and they still talk about it. What's really interesting to me, too, is that you would expect copycat sightings, and yet there really haven't been any. This was such a small event in a small town one day, really, a couple hours. You would expect other people to have copycat events, but they really haven't come up over the last almost 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that is a good point.
That's really what's crazy, you know? It's like, it was such an isolated event. But, I mean, I feel like, to me, that's got to give it a bit more credibility just in itself, you know, that it hasn't happened again.
Yeah.
It's like the guy got shunned. They're like, dude, you got seen
three
times? You're done.
Yeah, you're done. They threw him into the ocean.
I know. We sit under rocks.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go outside.
We don't go out and get spotted by teenagers. Yeah. And I mean, wear my Huggett sons.
That's it. I mean, that is interesting.
Yeah.
Really.
Moving on with this, Bellinger says, so you can contrast it with, say, Bigfoot. When I say Bigfoot, whether you believe in Bigfoot or not, I don't have to describe it to you. You have an image in your head, a big hairy creature that walks into the woods and so on. The creature is spotted all over the world with various names depending on the locality. True. But the Dover demon is unique in that it doesn't really match any description of any other cryptid from anywhere else. Actually, he is wrong because of the Managishi. We looked at that.
Yeah.
But they're probably the same thing. Not only that, the town of Dover has sort of come to identify with this creature. I guess he used to own a t-shirt from the Dover Historical Society that had a cartoon version of the drawing and just said, Dover demon, do you believe? So, yeah, it became... Anytime there's a cryptid, it always becomes like a huge selling thing for the town.
Yeah.
Getting back at Bill Bartlett, how does this affect him? Yeah, okay. He is talking about how he got the interview, and imagine if you're really accomplished fine arts painter in the work in 17-year-old high school. Yeah, that makes sense. He's a painter, so it's probably hard to get him as in someone to interview him because everybody wants to talk to him about the demon he saw in high school and not his beautiful art that he's worked on.
Yeah.
Like, again with this shit.
Is he, like, still a painter today, or do we know if he's
retired?
Yeah,
he is. I believe that's his current career.
Okay.
Oh, this is interesting.
Elephant.
What?
My bad, I was about to sneeze.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever heard of that?
Say elephant to not
Whenever
sneeze.
Whenever you're about to sneeze, you say elephant.
Mm-hmm.
If you were about to sneeze, I would say bless you before you sneeze.
And then I would be
saved. And then
saved.
You don't sneeze.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be
Fun
sweet.
Fun little factoid.
Okay, cool. For you. Audience. They love learning new things. That's why they're here. He said it makes him a little nuts to keep reliving the story. However, his story hasn't wavered in all those years. He tells it when he's in the mood to tell someone, and he's had no strange sightings since. Although, he did say a year later he was parking with his girlfriend, and he heard a thump on the roof of his car and saw a blur of a creature go by. He couldn't quite make it out, but for him, he sort of connected it. Maybe it was the same thing, and maybe it was about a year after his first sighting in 1977, but that was it. He doesn't really have... continue to have sightings or any sort of special abilities. He just had this one event, and every Halloween and every April, media reaches out to him and he says, hey, you want to talk about it again? And often he says, I really don't.
Yeah, I respect that, though. you know, told the story, yeah, how he saw it, and then he's like, I'm done.
I'm done.
I think he it's interesting that he saw something again on that year later. Mm-hmm. Could have been something else, and he's just connecting dots that he thinks, you know. Like, maybe it was, like, an owl.
Yeah.
Mm. It's very interesting, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Because there weren't any other sightings, right, in mm-hmm. that year later thing.
Yeah, no, it was just those three, and his, yeah. like, year later thing wasn't even really a sighting.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah.
Could have just been something else.
That's pretty much the Dover Demon.
I mean, yeah, it's interesting.
Pretty crazy little monster that's running around
yeah.
over in Massachusetts. We could definitely beat it. Like, do you think you're fighting one and winning?
I assume by the fact that it runs away, you know, it's not a big
yeah.
fighter, you know.
Yeah.
And they say it has long arms and stuff, but, like, you know.
Come on. I could beat that thing's ass. I could
probably beat it up.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
All right, cool. Jason, do you have any closing arguments you want to make or closing statements? Anything you want the people to really know before we close out of here?
Put me on the spot here, man.
You can shout out your, like, Instagram or something, your Twitter. You can shout out, like, a game you've been playing that you want other people to check out, a movie.
Game I've been playing? Y'all, I have not played a game in 2.5 months. I've been doing physics homework every day.
Dang.
How
about movies, TV shows, anything? Music?
Movies? Oh, music. Kendrick Lamar.
Gotta check Drake. Him out.
Check out that rap battle.
Check out that beef.
It's been a fire.
It's going to be very old by the time this episode comes out.
There's a podcast I listen to every now and then, and it's really nice. It's yeah. called Goblin Hour. I totally yeah. recommend that. Yeah.
Check out Goblin Hour, guys.
I recommend that. But then after, so I'm working on some Republic Commando armor.
Ooh,
I'm a cosplayer.
Yeah, shout yeah. this out. This is cool. Do yeah. you have
if I can shout out anything, shout like out.
An Instagram or something?
Jedi OKC.
Okay.
It's the club I'm a part of.
Okay.
We do charity work around Oklahoma.
This is a great thing to shout out, Jason. This yeah. is like the first real shout out we've ever had on Goblin Hour. Keep going. Yeah,
shout out Jedi OKC. We have an Instagram. We have a Facebook. But I'm doing a Republic Commando costume for that right now.
Nice.
It's been taking up like 7 months of my life.
You're 3D printing it, right?
Yeah, it's already done. Like, all the parts are printed. I've got to sand it and mm-hmm. paint it.
Okay.
And that has, yeah, taken me like 6-7 months.
Is it looking pretty sick so far, though?
Yeah, hold up. Let me grab my phone. I can show okay. you. I can show you a photo.
Okay. Audience, text me if you yeah, want to audience, see it.
Audience, I'm very sorry. I'll just have to give a description.
By the time this episode comes out, you'll probably be done with it.
I don't know, dude. I mean, how fast do you think this is going to take?
It'll be a few months.
Maybe. Well, I don't know. I think once this summer happens, I'll be getting, like, 3 hours of work every day,
mm-hmm.
which will be good.
Nice. Because
I don't think I've worked on it for, like, the past 3 weeks.
Oh, I see. You're going to be really grinding.
I'm going to be grinding it out, getting it done.
Nice.
Damn, I have no photos. Hold up.
That's okay.
Let me check my text.
Okay.
I don't take no photos. That's the other thing. I can't shout out my Instagram.
Yeah.
Because the last time I posted was when I got accepted to college.
Dang.
And that was 2 years ago now.
Damn.
So it looks like that.
Yeah, that looks pretty damn good. Without the black.
So basically, if y'all know Republic Commandos.
Let's just say Jason's going to be looking pretty fucking sick.
Yeah, I'm just going to be looking sick.
Do you know, are you getting it ready for a certain event? Or are you just going to start wearing it to any event that happens after it's done?
I'll just start wearing it. I was going to get it ready for the SoonerCon.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's happening in 2 months.
Okay.
Don't know if I'll get it done by then, but if I get it done by then, I'll wear it.
Okay. See that? Cool.
So, that'll be sick.
Audience. Yeah. You hit the mic.
I just hit the mic.
No, it's okay. They love it. I love it. That was a good shout out. Any final thing you want to leave the guests with?
Y'all, we need to look at this more closely.
We need to look into Dover Demon.
We need
to
find some Dover Demon photos. We need to go out there to, what was it, Massachusetts?
Massachusetts. Dover, Massachusetts. Get some
photos. We need to all camp out there, get some photos.
Hell yeah. I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much for listening, listeners. I've been Goblin Hour Ben, of course.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming. It was amazing.
Yeah, this was fun.
We're going to head out now. Hope you guys all have an amazing night. If you're watching this in bed, shout out to you.
I probably will watch this in bed.
It sounds good. Bye-bye, fellas.